first set of Shabbos Mishnah Beis. The halachas of this Mishnah are not Hilchos Shabbos. There are different types of Zeiris that are concerning the person who get involved in things and miss Tfilas Mincha. They brought in Hilchos Shabbos and the Mishnah of Shabbos because the Perek will afterwards bring other type of similar Zeiris of concern that somebody will carry on Shabbos or to other malachas. So therefore it's put in here. So Yeshiv Adam Lufnei HaSapo Samach L'mincha Ad Shiyuris Baro. We have a list of various things which a person should not do close to Mincha, means a half hour before the time of Mincha. Soon we will explain which Mincha we're referring to. But let's just say the general idea first. A person should not start a haircut half hour before the time of Mincha unless he daven first. But you can't tell them the person should go to the bathhouse or the bursiki, a tanning place where they prepare hides. All these things are concerned that he goes into the merchat. Maybe the merchat then is very full of steam and heat. Maybe he will faint and he'll miss his man mincha. Obuzuki is involved in dealing with the hides and he'll see that there's some needs to be taken care of and he'll get carried away with that and miss mincha. Lo'ilechel, he should not eat a suza before he's having mincha. Lo'iladin, not to a case, court case. Should not start passing a court case. Samach l'mincha. Now the question is, what are we talking about? There's something called mincha gedola and something called mincha katana. Mincha gedola is a half hour after chatzis, a little bit after midday. Mincha katana is another 3 shos manis later, a little bit 3 hours by splitting up the daytime into 12, 3 of those hours later. So there are various opinions over here. And there is Yishreinim. The Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch passings like the most stringent opinions that hold that you're not allowed to even start a small meal, Samach L'mincha Gedolah. In other words, after midday, you're not allowed to eat any meals till you daven. It's very big chumash. The Ramah says the minhag is to be makel. Now, he brings a whole bunch of opinions. The bottom line, after everything's said and done, he says like this. If you're eating something called a Suda Gedolah, which is like a wedding, maybe a big bris party that was made, then you should not start it Samach L'mincha, even Samach L'mincha Gedolah. So Suda Gedolah, L'chatchila, you should not start even Samach L'mincha Gedolah. Whereas, if it's not a Suda Gedolah, it's a regular meal, or it's even a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov meal, not considered a Suda Gedolah, you can start it before you daven Mincha, as long as you started it before more than a half hour before Mincha Ketana, in other words, 9 hours into the day. But if you're more than 9 hours into the day, you should not start even a regular meal till you daven. The same thing goes for these other things. The most common of these things is taking haircut. According to this, one should a regular haircut one can take in the afternoon, but when it comes Samach L'mincha Ketana, 9 hours in the day, 3 hours before the end of the day, one should not take a haircut, start a haircut till he davens. As the head of the Mishnah Berurah brings, that if you're going to a place where they have a whole bunch of scissors, then it's alright. Because the chashash is, and maybe the scissors will break, and you'll have to wait around till they get new scissors. But if the place has many scissors, that'll be a reason to not to take the haircut before Mincha. It continues the Mishnah. In his chiloy, ein mafsikim. Even though you should not start any of the above mentioned things, the haircut, going into the bathhouse, meal, etc. If you already started them, the chachamim were not matriyah for you to stop, provided that you left enough time to daven at the end of the day. His chiloy, if everything has its time, look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see what it means. But in respect to eating, it's when he loosens up his belt, sits down and loosens up his belt and started eating, if he does such a thing. But he's already middle of the suda for sure, that's considered that he started, he's not mechuyav to be mafsik. Mafsikim l'kriya shma v'mafsikim l'tfila. Gemara explains this is a new statement which is not a continuation of the previous statement, and saying like this, that that a person who is Tayrosa or Nosa, the type of person that's not a Bachel Tayrosa for anything, which we don't really have those type of people nowadays, like a Shimon Bar Yochai, those type of people would not be Mafik for learning for Tefillah, but they would be Mafik for Kriyishma, since Kriyishma is the Mitzvah Deraisa. And some of them, we said, Alach Lamaisa, today everybody has to daven. We're not on that level of Bekis Batoya, without taking breaks for anything.